Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The first votes in the first primary of the 2024 election will be cast in a matter of hours. The residents of Tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, will vote at midnight local time. Two Republicans are on the ballot, former President Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. On this anniversary of Roe v. Wade, President Biden focusing on reproductive rights.
We need the American people to keep making their voices heard. So congressional Republicans finally get the message that these laws do not represent the United States of America. Your voice will have a final say. This is not over.
The president says the issue will be a centerpiece of his reelection effort. Police in Joliet, Illinois, are looking for a suspect who they say may be behind multiple shootings in two homes in the Chicago suburb. Record day on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 38,000 for the first time. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Waukesha County today to tell Wisconsin that people need not change their personal beliefs to support a woman's reproductive choices.
She will consult her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her imam, but not the government telling her what to do.
State lawmakers are taking testimony today on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. Republicans say Harris is in Wisconsin to distract voters from unpopular Biden administration positions.
The economy in general, inflation, the border, the list goes on and on.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming. Today is the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion 51 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. Leaders at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay insist they will maintain a presence in Marinette, even though the school will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. Chancellor Michael Alexander let faculty and staff know about it in a letter Friday afternoon. 213 students were enrolled in Marinette last fall. That compares to 305 in the 2018-2019 school year. The UW system is also closing in-person classes in Fond du Lac, West Bend, and Richland Center. The Green Bay Packers get a warm welcome home after Saturday night's heartbreaking playoff loss to the 49ers. The team did not get back to Austin-Straubel Airport until 4:15 Sunday morning, but fans were there to give them a big hand. Aaron Jones signed autographs for a few fans. One fan tells Channel 11 he's proud of the team this year and had fun watching a couple of extra games in January. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's game two of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we would make it to the second round of the playoffs, but it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, work together, offense, defense, special teams, and really come together, it's hard to stop. However, it's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds whipping out of the south up to 30 miles per hour, it'll soar our temperatures into the low 30s today. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies, a wintry mix moves in overnight. We'll be waking up to slick and slippery roads with some ice accumulations and some snow. Right now, it's 30.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Monday happier happy hour. Gets better right now, Dom. We've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She joins us from the road. We are also on the road. I'm in Waukesha today, 540 AM studios, because Kristen, the vice president, Kamala Harris, was in Big Bend, Waukesha County, right down here today. Got to see the VP. Welcome.
How the heck was it? Hey, guys, I'm so glad to be here with you. There's so much to talk about.
That there is.
Kristen,
thank you for joining us.
Today's the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and the VP started her reproductive freedom tour here, but we have anything short of reproductive freedom for women, at least abortive freedom. You know that. You're an OBGYN. What's changed other than the, you know, throwing out of 51 years of precedent?
I mean, it's not just about abortion. It's about health care. We saw long before Roe that our legislature was chipping away at our ability to access abortion care in particular, but also other fundamental things that we need. For example, they failed to expand Medicaid and most specifically extend postpartum Medicaid. So when a woman has a baby, when the baby comes out, the pregnancy is not over. This might sound like a surprise, but the pregnancy doesn't actually end for a year until after the baby is out. So women lose their insurance coverage. If they're covered by Badger Care, Wisconsin's version of Medicaid, they lose their insurance coverage at 2 months postpartum. Now, we know that most women who die related to pregnancy die in the postpartum period. So we are putting these vulnerable people who need help in a situation where they can't get their help, and we're literally risking their lives. Yet our legislature is not helping them. It's not solving problems. Rather, they're spending time on a day in Madison when they're usually not in Madison, trying to get a 14-week abortion ban off the ground, a ban that doesn't make any sense at all.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, live from Hibbing, Minnesota. First and foremost, why are you in Hibbing, Minnesota? Why aren't you practicing medicine in, you know, closer to home, the Green Bay area?
Yeah, I do live in Green Bay, but I practice in Minnesota, in Hibbing, and another spot as well, because of the 1849 criminal abortion ban. So after Roe fell, it became impossible really to perform abortions for any reason except for save the life of the mother. But that's such a gray area. And doctors and patients alike really felt very concerned that they were going to be closely scrutinized, that they couldn't ask questions, that they couldn't seek or provide care at all that was related to abortion care. And that got really confusing. People had a lot of questions about, well, is Plan B, is emergency contraception an abortion? Is contraception an abortion? And with that chilling effect that went along with the ban, it made it really hard to take care of women in Wisconsin. Now, of course, we have a ruling out of Dane County that has given us the ability to start providing care again in the clinics in Madison and Milwaukee and now even Sheboygan. But in most of the hospitals where abortion care should be offered, it's still not being offered because that ban has not yet been completely resolved. It's probably going to make its way up to the Supreme Court. And until people feel really comfortable being able to offer that kind of care, they're not offering it. So people are still having to travel and they're not getting that thoughtful, compassionate care that they need.
Kristen, in Waukesha County today, the vice president effectively said Trump is to blame for the reversal of Roe v. Wade. These are his justices, and that he's proud that women are silently suffering. This is all about politics. We're in an election year, and Trump is out there bragging on the stump, I rolled back Roe v. Wade. To what impact electorally do you think, Kristen?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, this is the issue. That's why Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin right now. So for me and for Democrats, it's pretty clear. For Republicans who follow Trump, it's pretty clear. It's all those folks in the middle, those independent voters. And Wisconsin is loaded with people who are independent voters, who are free thinkers. This is where it's very confusing because they're hearing lots of mixed messages. When Trump claims this victory, as a provider who sits in an exam room and tries to help my patients solve their personal, most heartbreaking problems, I hear these stories. And these are Catholics and Jewish women and Protestants and people who don't have a strong faith tradition. All of those things that tie into their decision-making, their support, their history, their experience, all of those things not only help them make those decisions for what's happening right now, but how they vote and the things that help them live their lives. So as they're hearing all of these mixed messages, I think it's very confusing. And, you know, when I hear Trump talk about making women suffer, I just can't understand why people would vote for him, would want him to lead. He clearly doesn't have our best intentions at heart.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Dr. Kristen Larley live from Minnesota. Thank you for joining us, Doctor. The Dane County judge that ruled that abortion is legal here in the state of Wisconsin, you mentioned what, Dane County, Milwaukee County, and now Sheboygan County. Is that the Planned Parenthood that are offering those services now? And why are the hospitals not engaging in this service?
Well, this is Planned Parenthood's business. They feel very comfortable in this reproductive rights space. They are very well equipped. This is their bread and butter. Hospitals have to deal with everything. They're dealing with all the patients, young and old. They're dealing with reproductive issues, obstetrics issues, cancer, preventive health, all of those things. They don't have the bandwidth to focus directly on this. And, you know, let's be honest, if you're up in Hayward or Wausau, the environment is very different than it is in Madison or Milwaukee. And if you've ever driven by the Planned Parenthood or been to the Planned Parenthood in Milwaukee, there are always protesters. It's not a comfortable environment for a lot of people. When I was in Green Bay in my practice there, we had a protester who would walk with his cross in front of the hospital because there used to be an abortion clinic there. It's not something that the community embraces. And that makes it really hard for hospitals to say, yes, we are going to be champions for women and we are going to resume abortion care again. It's controversial. It's political intentionally to make it difficult, to make it emotional, to make it hard for people to vote yes. But that's why programs like this and conversations that we are having at home, in public, wherever we can have them, fostering a deeper sense of understanding what this really means. This is not this black and white issue that politicians want us to think it is. This is healthcare. These are very difficult situations, and everyone has to have the ability to make their own decisions for themselves within the context of their own lives, period.
Kristen, you mentioned some of the, you know, different varied religious backgrounds of folks, and even some folks that, you know, are not faithful or religious at all. What's your sense of the political background, if you can, you know, surmise? You know, certainly Republican women get pregnant too, then have unwanted pregnancies, have issues as much as Democratic or non-voting folks. What's your sense on that demographic?
Oh, everybody needs healthcare, and people from all different demographics come for abortion care. Having been an abortion provider in many different places, I worked in Atlanta back when they were bombing abortion clinics in Atlanta. I was a medical assistant there. We would see news anchors from famous national television news networks. We would see people pull up to the back door of the clinic in limousines. We would see many people from lots of varied backgrounds. And even working in Sheboygan, I worked in Sheboygan when Dobbs happened. I remember Catholics, Republicans, Democrats, I mean, you name it. This was their safe space to be able to express what they were feeling without judgment. And I heard everyone's story. And when it came down to the healthcare that you needed, it doesn't matter what your ideology is, what your political background is, you still need care. And that was my goal, was to wipe away all of that judgment and focus on what do you need right now for you.
You know, Kristen, there were anti-abortion protesters outside this thing today, and they were specifically holding signs that said abortion is not healthcare. How would you respond to them?
Well, they show up in my clinic too. And when they're there, it's healthcare. It's complicated. One of the hardest things as a doctor is you take care of people where they're at, but the way that they receive their care and how it fits into their lives may conflict with what their beliefs are. So before, during, and after, they may have very different experiences, and they may feel very differently about the care that they are seeking or that they have received. And it's not unusual for somebody who knows that they need abortion care, they seek it, they get it, it's good, solid, evidence-based, it's what they need at that time, but then they can't come to terms with it afterwards, and they have to find some sort of an outlet, almost to repent, or to be able to make sure that nobody has to suffer from the thing that they suffered from. It's heartbreaking. I've taken care of those patients too. I remember in particular, there was a woman who had suffered from a rape 18 years ago, and she showed up in my office requesting an abortion. She had never told anybody that she was raped. And she loved her daughter, and she told me she hated her daughter every day for everything that she had been through. I mean, talk about a complicated situation. Yeah, wow. But there she was.
Kristen, what advice, and we're short on time, but what advice would you give to a young woman in the state of Wisconsin right now? Move, what advice?
No, find a doctor you trust and talk to them about what you need. That's really it. You need somebody who can help you navigate the healthcare system, who believes in you, who doesn't judge you.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, although I find it difficult to say, I believe in you. I appreciate you coming around. Thank you so much for joining us here on the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, OBGYN, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
More devils. Your calls could be next. 844.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you chime in. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
And we appreciate when Dr. Kristen Lyerly comes around, especially on a monumental day like today, the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. We've got Wisconsin Republicans pushing a public hearing, quote unquote, to try and push a 14-week abortion ban. The only one that thinks this is a good idea on either side of the aisle, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And if Ron likes it, you know it's a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, there is no conspiracy theory Ron does not believe in, according to what,
Mitt Romney.
Senator Mitt Romney.
Ron Johnson to probably sit in that chair you're sitting on Friday, when he joins Earl Ingram on the Earl Ingram Show right here on the 5:40 a.m. You'll have to make sure you listen. Do you miss Ron?
No, not at all, dude. Not one little bit.
844-967-2789. Sorry, CJ. Still banned. Trump miscues have them seeking to turn tables on the Republicans over age and mental fitness. I see this one over at thehill.com. Dom, what did Trump do?
I don't have that one up, but we do have some Trump sound. Nate, thank you for pulling that. But let's play the sound. You gotta, I mean, because Donald, all this, all we hear all the Republicans. Oh, you know, Joe Biden, he's old. He can't do this. He slouches. He, you know, his wife's gotta steer him around. Yada yada yada. Okay, fair enough. Guy's 81 years old. Well, Donald Trump is no young man himself. He's only a few years younger than Joe Biden. And Donald Trump has his own issues, man. And so I came across this one over the weekend when Trump was doing his rally. He was comparing what? He was mistaking Nikki Haley for Nancy Pelosi.
Not only was he mistaking her, he was blaming her for the lack of security on January 6th.
Come on.
How did they let my people in the Capitol like that?
I mean, the logic, I mean, it fails all the way
that
around.
Nikki Haley.
Let alone the slurring and the dragging of the foot. And listen, the guy's, admittedly, he's not the president. He's not enough to deal with the kind of things that Joe Biden legitimately has to deal with. Donald Trump has to deal with Donald Trump and the chaos wake that he has left his life, because he's got, what, 91 charges against him in four different jurisdictions. Plus. I do understand a juror in the E. Jean Carroll case apparently came down sick, perhaps the COVID, and his attorney, Alina Haba, also apparently not feeling
I'm
well.
I'm also sick.
Oh, my arm is broken. And then so the judge has postponed the rest of that trial until next Wednesday.
You know, she'll be in a bathroom licking urinals trying to catch something.
Well,
Alina Haba.
So
whatever the boss wants.
So for Trump now, he gets out of this before New Hampshire. So he doesn't have to, you know, conclude this case until next Wednesday.
Do you think that factors in one iota? I don't think it does. I think this Republican primary is on life support
for
Nikki
Haley. I think it does, in the sense that everything that Donald Trump and his attorneys try to do is delay. And this, you know, I mean, I'm certainly the juror. If the juror is sick, what are you going to do? But yeah, they'll delay whatever.
How does Trump make a juror sick? Flicking boogers on her? What do you
know.
Do?
Alina Haba, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good either. So, I mean, does it change the Republican megas? No, they're going to be out there for him no matter what. But the independents, yeah, perhaps there might be a few that would be like, this would be over the top if a verdict came in and it's another, you know, 10 or $20 million, you got to say, because he continues to defame the woman that he raped. Even what, yesterday and the day before, he continues to do it. How much money will it take for him to shut his mouth Well, that's the question. And if it's a big number, it's going to catch some people's attention.
You want to hear an ironic thing, Dom?
What's that?
Tomorrow is the New Hampshire primary, as you point out. Guess who's not on the ballot tomorrow? Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been omitted from the New Hampshire ballot because the state of New Hampshire, I think in their charter and their own constitution, said first or bust, baby. And the fact that Joe Biden has leapfrogged both New Hampshire and Iowa and granted first in the nation status to South Carolina, I think means that he was stripped of his place on the primary ballot, Tom, or they didn't qualify. So write in or bust.
Write in.
I don't think this affects anyone's thinking, but the fact that Joe Biden's first electoral thing will dribble in at like 10,000 votes.
I mean,
10,000 out of New Hampshire.
He'll still win? He's still going to win New Hampshire. Who's going to beat him? Who's going to beat Joe Biden in New Hampshire?
Well, you don't want to see 10,000 for Joe and 150,000 for Trump.
How did Joe Biden do in Iowa last year in the room we were at?
Oh, terrible.
I'm sorry, not last year, last election cycle.
2020 cycle.
Yes.
We were in Dubuque at Morris College for the Iowa caucus.
He did not do great.
He barely made viability in the room, which required 35 supportive out of like 200, something a little less than 200, because you needed 15% of the supportive, and Joe didn't get to 15%.
Until
Amy Klobuchar's was way short. Her supporters disbanded and went to the wind, and a couple went to Biden.
So then he won.
Come on, man. Joe was not the strongest. Don't make me relitigate that election.
Just saying. Here's my point. It wasn't great then, and I know it's going to be what it's going to be. There's going to be political repercussions.
Why is Barack Obama coming out for Trump this week?
It is political repercussions if you decide to move the first primary out of the states I've traditionally had it. People are going to be hurt about that, whatever. It's still going to be Joe Biden at the end of the day. It matters not at all.
It'll be very confusing after this cycle, though. We'll have to clean that mess up on some future show. 844-967-2789. Heath from DeForest. That's a new name. Welcome, Heath. What do you got for us?
Hi, Heath.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just, when I was looking at the numbers from Iowa, I was kind of struck by, you got Trump at a little over 50, but then Nikki Haley at, 19, and DeSantis at 20, right?
So, and DeSantis has subsequently quit.
Yeah, right. But 40% of Republicans then in Iowa didn't want to choose the former president. And so I'm really interested to see what that's going to look like in New Hampshire, because I think that's significant. 40% of these folks are saying, we've done this. That's what I hear. I think everybody is either in the I like or I don't like camp. And when 40% of Republicans in Iowa say, I got a different person I'd like to choose, I think that's pretty, pretty important. And I'm really interested to see what happens next. Those people then fall in behind Nikki Haley?
Well, I don't think they've fallen behind Nikki Haley. You make a great observation, though, Heath. Here's what I would say. Trump didn't win Iowa the first time. He was the incumbent the second time. There was no competition for Trump. But effectively, he is still the leader of the Republican Party in all ways, right? He was anointed at point of indictment, apparently. They loved him a criminal.
Yeah, man.
But it's you make an interesting observation on the map. The fact that he's bled 40% of his Republican support. They'll all come home
right
for this.
If Joe Biden walks in or, strolls up to South Carolina and, gets 51% of the vote and, 40% plus vote for some other Democrat, the Republicans would be all over calling this a disaster for Joe Biden. You know what I mean? And so to your point, Heath, not all those voters will go. I think a good chunk of those DeSantis voters will go to Trump. But I think a lot of those independents and right moderate Republicans will go to Haley. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Governor's Task Force on Workforce and Artificial Intelligence meets today. The panel was formed last year to come up with recommendations on how to use AI to benefit Wisconsin businesses and workers. Workforce development leaders say artificial intelligence is helpful during a labor shortage. They want AI to benefit workers and not outsource their jobs. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says she'll keep working for diversity, equity, and inclusion.